The track I would inherit is Ghost Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe. I used to sing it as a child in school.
An old cowpoke been riding out one dark and windy day.
Apparently, I used to get up on the table when I sang. Well, I was more than a little bit of a show-off when I was a little boy because I always had this voice, you see. As with other kids in school, you know, they were great cricketers or soccer players, you know, even academics, that I wasn't very good at any of those things. My strength lay in my voice. So I would try and sing as much as I could.
The ghost bird in the sky.
I could also accompany myself on the desk. I could play the drums, sort of, on the desk. And the desk had a great sound, you see, because it was hollow.
Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel.
My father showed me how to do it, funnily enough, because he used to do it on a tin bath, because he was a coal miner, and he used to bath at home. I don't know whether you picked this up. What I was playing was this. That old cowpoke came riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. All at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw came rushing through the ragged skies. And up a cloudy draw. Went like that.
E-B-I-O, E-B-I-O.
My father could sing, but he was a shy character. On the other hand, my mother, she didn't sing as well as my father, really, but she could carry a tune. And she had plenty of showmanship. So I think I'm a combination of both of them, you know.
If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on a rain.
I retired my father from the coal mine pretty early on in my career. I think it was the first year in 65 when I had It's Not Unusual and Once New Pussycat. And I drove home to Wales in this new Jaguar that I bought. And it was on a Sunday, and my mother was cutting sandwiches for my father to go to work. And I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to work. I said, you can't go to work. You can't go down the coal mine. You know, when I'm driving a bloody Jaguar and, you know, making money, I mean, it's wrong because, you know, you could get killed down there. So then I had to prove to him that I could support him because they didn't think about show business, especially pop singing. You know, how long is it going to last? That's what he said to me. You know, how long is this thing going to last? I said, well, as long as I can make it last.
If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on a rain.
Ghost Riders in the Sky, it takes me straight back to that classroom. You know, banging on that desk and singing and the kids taking notice of me. So it was, it was great. The track that I would like to pass on is Jerry Lee Lewis singing Whole Lot of Shaking Going On.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on.
I heard that when I was a teenager in Pontypridd. I was walking through town on a Saturday afternoon with my teddy boy friends. And it came on. They had this big speaker outside this record shop.
Well, I say, come on over, baby, we got chicken in the corner.
The thing with a whole lot of shaking, it sounded different. Rock and roll had just begun, you know, it was in its early stages. You'd had Rock Around the Clock, Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis, but not many, especially by white artists. So Jerry Lee Lewis, he came up with this boogie thing that no other white man had played before, and I don't think has played since.
Come on over.
It struck me hard, and I've been a Jerry Lee Lewis fan ever since. I would pass on a whole lot of shaking going on to my grandson, my granddaughter. And one of the reasons being that my grandson, especially, was very interested in music that I had grown up listening to. So I played him a Jerry Lee Lewis CD. He had the remote, Alexander, my grandson, was not aware what was a hit and what wasn't. But I found that he was skipping the ones that were not hits. So this young child was picking hit records. So I thought, well, that's amazing. If they'd had him there on Sun Records, maybe he could have said, don't put that one out. Yes, that one, yes. And very proud of my grandchildren because, you know, they're very bright. You know, my granddaughter's in Cambridge and my grandson is going to be an accountant. I'm not sad that they haven't followed me, but sometimes when I hear them sing, because they can both sing, they're both very musical. But my grandson could be a pop singer. You know, he could be a sex symbol. But he just doesn't have the desire for it. You have to have that. If you don't, the business will destroy you.
Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it.
I've been singing all my life. And it's still the same to me now. You know, I get as much thrill out of singing now as I did when I was a child. You know, I mean, I know it would still be there.